This is Monday, August 1st, 2011, meeting of the Taney County Commission. We are in preliminary study meeting mode, and we'll accept public comment up until 9 o'clock, at which time we'll call the formal County Commission meeting to order. Lynn, there's no prior commission meeting minutes today, right?
No minutes.
Okay, and Danny, have you had a chance to look at accounts payable?
Yes, I looked all the way through.
I didn't see any transfers in here, did you?
What's that right there?
No.
That's just a copy of the, that's the copy of the checks
for accounts
and the warrants, but I don't see any.
Right. Let me see that front list you have. Just the very first page. I went through all the bills.
That's the list of the bills in summary form.
I see Ann Black, grants writer that we brought on board months ago for the project down at Boys Camp Road. So that process is officially started.
I've had a lot of calls on it.
She was here a week or 2 weeks ago and had me sign a number of documents. She's a dandy. She's been around for a long, long time doing this.
You can come get this. Okay. Oh, no, after he puts that thing on top.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I see where Congress has reached a potential agreement that's supposed to be ratified today. Is that right?
I saw that.
It's interesting. They're going to lower they're going to do away with debt by what? Over 10 years, $2 trillion, and they're raising the debt limit by $2.5
trillion? Yeah, that worked
out. Let me think about that.
That's what I'm makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Somebody needs to be in Washington that can cipher. Maybe Jethro.
Goodness. I think they're going to reach a, because this is all their little group. They had the, I don't know what they call it. I'm going to call it Fab Six.
There's six.
Six individuals that decided that's what they were going to do, and then they broke off into different groups, but they still haven't took it to an official vote.
I don't know if it's going to pass.
The Tea Party bunch is
Randall Cummings?
Put a stop to that.
Randall Cummings is he the?
He's in PNZ.
He's
got two. I looked on there. He's got two meetings. All those meetings are two meetings. Ray Edwards. I looked.
They're PNZ.
Meetings. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rick Cottle.
Cadell,
okay. Right. I'm just looking for that additional.
Every one of those are two.
Well, we're one short. Didn't one step down from BOA? Aren't we one short?
On PNZ was Carl Pride.
Oh, you're right.
And we've got to get somebody from Big Creek. Jim, if you need to know anything, just ask over this.
Oh, I know. If I need to know anything, you're sure to tell me something.
I didn't feel very good until you started asking me a bunch of questions.
All right, so you can have that. So no minutes.
No, sir.
Are we going to talk about agenda request stuff? Do you have agenda stuff?
Yes.
You do?
Just for today?
No.
It's later. It's actually, we have that on the agenda, and I guess, is it a call-in for you boys on Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday morning at 8:30.
Okay. What time our meeting is?
I'm in a meeting at 7:30. So I told Nikki before she left, there's no way I could.
That we should do it today.
And we were going to do it today during the 8:30 session.
Let's talk about it now.
Can you go upstairs and get the agenda
request?
And you can take the pink box with you if you want to, since we don't need that.
Don't come back with that extra name. Don't spend any time looking for that extra name.
Dang it, Mr. Dustin.
I'm getting terrible names. I don't know what's happened to me.
It's Jim.
Hey, here. Does this help? Does this help, Danny? I'll just put it right here.
I can't see that far.
Okay, so that's the other issue.
Louder, he couldn't hear you.
Great.
I'll be 59 this month, if that's of any interest to you.
59?
You failing already?
Yes, that's what my wife said. She told me the other day, she said, now look, we're going to have to start getting out here and walking and all this. I said, well, why don't you go help me work a little bit, unloading the feed. And then you'll see how much exercise I get through the day.
He said that when he was raising his legs for her to vacuum.
It's like picking up ribbon. You got to avoid that walk.
Yep.
You must have heard that tape recording at my house.
Here for the bid openings?
Yes.
Okay, that's later on in the agenda, but it'll be
9:15. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess you assumed they were not here for the independent audit bid opening.
I would assume that.
He does a lot of assuming down here.
I just assumed that.
Son, and then went out to they took a trip to the Grand Canyon and through the national parks and everything out there. Of course, Justin, he's kind of about like I am as far as sightseeing. He's a little more into it than I am, but they went up to the Grand Canyon, and the first place they went wasn't at a real nice viewing place.
Okay.
He called it the hole in the ground.
Perfect.
And
it went down for hill from there.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But they did go out and stay in a resort where you the actual I think it may be a restaurant or something where you walk out and it's over
the glass walkway.
It's not open. It's in a building.
Okay.
That you walk out and you're kind of over.
They just did a special on Discovery Channel about that.
I've seen that glass.
The glass walkway.
Yeah.
The revenue, that's the Indian tribe way of making some revenue for that part of that particular tribe. So, engineering-wise, it was pretty fascinating.
And if I'm not mistaken, they said, or I read, that there's like a 7-hour trip that you can make down into the bottom of that thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine riding a stinking mule 7 hours down into that thing?
No.
Yes, they used to go around me when I walked down into that thing. 9.5 miles down.
9.5.
He's working on that. That's his assignment. You already got the Chatterrock Trail.
Right over here.
And I'm not ready. This one's I'm holding on. I'm working on the CenturyLink one, so there's nothing to do with that. so.
I do have questions about it. Is it something you want to ask later?
Yeah, I'm not ready to bring it up yet. We spent $16,000 last year and have used it zero times. It is an insurance plan. We have three of those type of contracts.
I'm talking about all the lines we have utilized. Who was responsible? How much it's cost this county?
Mark and I have suddenly agreed to sit down first so I can get all the answers. I don't want anybody to weasel out of anything.
Oh, wait.
What about this? Did we vote on that yet?
No. I thought let's talk. What was the
you're going to ask what, how did we leave it last?
Outcome. There was still a problem or two that needed to be answered.
With the CID.
Oh, yeah.
What how did we leave it?
We left it for them to return with a renewed version of the
ordinance.
We had several questions. They were going to go back and fill them out.
Okay.
And the drafts that we've been getting have some real questions in them.
Put that in the road bridge. I'm going to bring that up. That way we can get that resolved. Just put it. We have road bridge today, so.
So nothing out of here, correct? Until later.
Let me give you something else for road bridge today.
Yes, sir.
I want us. Yay or nay, or send some message. I keep getting emails and calls, and I can't remember the guy's name. Right there, Mr. Jewsbury.
Which one? Is it local or the other one?
This is on the over across from Joan Nelson.
Oh, you're talking about that deal we've discussed 100 times.
Yep.
Radio Shack?
Yes, I told you that it was AT&T or
yeah.
You looked.
No.
Yes, you
no.
Did.
No, I didn't.
You scratch
my nose. I did
that
on purpose. I'm trying to learn body language, so I did it on purpose. I didn't dig my nose. I scratched it. Body language. If they do this, I never forget that, Mr. Housen.
I don't think that's true. All right. Let's see here. And did you get the second part while you were looking? Whose terms are up when they're
no, because I was told not to look. So.
Hey, Danny, I do have a question.
When you have
time,
wants
to have a private road, and they want to dedicate it to the public. What do they do?
Would you find the answer to that one?
Absolutely.
So far, and that's
what do you need to know,
on the BOA members,
yes,
whose terms have expired? When were they due for appointment?
Okay. And it's done. Yeah.
Matter of fact, if you could bring the listing of those members and when their terms expire,
yes, sir.
That would be great, because that's something that in positions today we need to talk about.
I'll get it to you immediately. I can run up. We've got 10 minutes. Would you like me to run and get it?
Thank you very much.
Standards go by and qualifications. I do need to have you check on a when we have road and bridge, but don't let me forget.
Okay.
The entrance up there is
to where? I'll write it down.
Bear Road.
Yeah, a smaller tree. Hey, Jillian.
It's over on Tim's
side. Can you put this in your road and bridge board? Just remind me to talk about that road and bridge too.
Makes a loop. Complaints about how dangerous the traffic is over there.
Huh?
Kendall Road Loop and Deerfield. I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I got two calls on it. And I said, you know, first thing I find, oh, it's off Bee Creek Road.
That's in Jim's area.
I know. That's why I look back to Jim. But anyway, I'll bring that up. I'll have Randy and the boys or whomever tell me for sure where that is. Kindle Road, that's what you're digging for there.
I'm digging it up.
And then
K-I-N-D-D.
I think it's K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Mm-hmm. I think it's been brought up before.
Kindle Lane. Yes, I meant Kindle Lane.
Kindle Lane, okay, and off of that is Deerfield?
Yes.
I'd like to go introduce myself. I'm Chris Nyerwick. I like Wakes.
Hi, Chris.
Just dropped this. This is Kurt Bovender, who is our general manager.
Hi. Chris Ron Houseman. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. I said, oh, yeah.
Nice to meet you. Now,
There's Kindle Lane.
Have you been here before?
Yeah, I've been here before.
Trouble with names. I was just telling them this morning I'm having trouble with names. I guess old age has hit me up.
You meet a lot of people. I'm a city councilor.
Yeah, I do too. I never forget a face. I can run on the sun.
They're having a hard time with what,
you know, anywhere and know their face or walk up and say, well, you don't know how many times I've got hit over that, but anyway. Call someone else.
Our speedometer thing that we have at the barn is set up to record people's speed. And then, if it's bad enough, pass over to Jenkins.
We've been busy. And we all are to be in a great mood. We just finished BOE, which is Board of Equalization. And we should be in celebration. Because it's over with, as far as that part of it. And it was a good year to get. Had some corrections and adjustments that need to be made, and things worked well.
Yeah, here's right here.
And that's what we're here for. Taxpayers, some adjustment on it.
That's really good work.
It's Google.
I really like
it. Yeah. I don't believe what you're hearing there about me. I'm really a nice person.
They tend to write stuff like that. It was nice meeting. I can see anything.
Yeah.
Rotate the view.
You boys like each other over there? Hey. Give me your address. 160. You guys like each other? Ron and Jim have grown especially fond of each other. Look at them.
What's your mail?
The reason she does it that way is if we backfill an unexpired term, she knows how long the term is.
Does that make sense? Because we have to stagger.
Right.
Well, whenever you fill an unexpired term, it's going to be to the end of the existing term.
Right.
And that's why I gave you the previous, yes, sir. Gotcha. Okay, and then this will help you qualify as well. So this is pretty much your process, depending on my chamber.
Great. Our tree crying out.
Then we have another that's going to expire at the end of this year, which is Dave.
Right.
What's your zip? 65653.
Did I spell it right?
No, M-A-H-N.
That would explain why I can't find that.
Not much.
Sorry.
No, still not. M-A-H-N.
On that agenda review, gentlemen, I'd like to put down the
we're listening.
Mount Branson barn conversation of when we're going to get moved over there, crews to go that direction, everything.
Well, as soon as we get it closed.
Okay. Well, did they withdraw their title?
Yeah, they haven't put a new one in there yet. We still don't have it.
Well, we did have it.
Well, it was the wrong deed.
Did you give us a copy of what we have already established for next Monday?
Yeah, actually, there's nothing as of right now. Everything that we looked at was right here.
What we talked about was that we probably have action items out of today's stuff to put back on.
Pull back over. And Dan just brought up the one issue.
And I wrote that down, sir.
During exec today, I'm going to talk about specific issue or two that we may also, but I'll wait till after exec and come back to you with that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jim, do we need to bring that other deal up in the executive session that has to do with the Mount Branson barn? Because I'm not up to date on.
Yeah, we can. I can. It's
been a flip flop.
From a real estate perspective, we have that statute.
You want me to write that down?
Yeah.
Today's discussion.
Can we have an update from Ron Erickson and Bob Ashley next Monday regarding the flood issues?
Right.
Hopefully, there's going to be some decisions made today, which I'll share later with you, Ron, when we get to that. It's 9:00. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, August 1st, 2011, to order. There were no public comments. We have gone through the preliminary study meeting. Sherry, would you like to lead us in today's opening prayer?
We just come humbly this morning, Lord, before your throne of grace. We thank you for this county, and we thank you for its leaders. We thank you for its people. But Lord, you know that there's many needs and many growths that are needed within our county, and we know that that means wisdom and discernment from our leaders. So I'm asking today that you will give them exactly that. We ask that you will let a spirit of peace reign over this meeting today and over this week, as they go about their business and make decisions that are going to affect us all. We thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing for us, and we just say that whatever we do, let it be to your honor and your glory, and let us praise you mightily for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a quick note. Board of Equalization, for all practical purposes, ended Friday evening. We do have one session this afternoon regarding administrative cleanup, and that will be basically BOE for the year, or as they, as we call it now, the summer board meeting. But I would like to take just a minute to note my appreciation to Jeff Jackson and Nathan Easley, new board members who I think served admirably. I would like to thank the county clerk's staff, the assessor's staff, the other board members that also served admirably in this process. It was not always easy, but in fact, I think it was a good Board of Equalization, and I especially want to thank the assessor I see who has joined us, for working cooperatively with the board and providing the information that was needed and making the recommendations that enabled the board to equalize those properties that need to be equalized within the county. Overall, I think it was a good session. And again, I appreciate all the board members, especially these gentlemen that are sitting here. We have no, if I'm correct, prior meeting minutes to approve. So our first real order of business will be accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 325362 through 325435 and warrants 5455.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks 325362 through 325435 and warrants 5455. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
There is no journal entries or transfers.
Let the record so note. Payroll?
I haven't seen it. But
yeah, neither.
I'm going to move to postpone to a definite time of 11 o'clock payroll.
I'll second your motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to move to a definite time of 11 o'clock, the approval of payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Bid opening, independent auditing services.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have received two sealed bids, and Mr. Finley has been pretty much in charge of this particular bid. But do you want me?
Rick, you want to join us at the microphone?
Do you need any of this?
I'd say right now we're just supposed to open those, and I'm confident that we're going to want to look at them before you guys make a decision.
What would you open them, and would you tell us who they're from, Ron?
The first one is from Harold Burt, CPA in Kansas City. The second one is from Davis, Lynn, and Moots, PC in Springfield.
Did you Did I misunderstand what he, what did you request? I haven't looked at the agenda there, Jim. This was for the tipping service, wasn't it?
No, independent auditing services.
Independent audit.
Tipping's okay. Next.
All right. I'm sorry.
Dan, would you sharpen that knife for him?
I'm going to bring this over to you so that you can read it with an educated eye.
What I'd like to ask, Rick, is that you take both of these back and go through them, and if you would come to us with your thoughts regarding those two bids.
I'd be glad to do that.
Is that something that you can do within the framework of today?
Let me look. I would think so, but if I can't, then you know I'll request a longer period of time. You just let me know when you'd like for me to come back, and I'll try to do my best to get through those in.
The reason I say that is the next meeting is not going to be till Monday of next week, and it would be good, perhaps, if possible, to give us your thoughts on this today.
Do you need me to read anything off of these or anything like that? Or?
I don't think so. Not till you bring us a
okay.
recommendation or the.
Ready for this one?
Open that one, please. I can tell you that both of these come from people that do a lot of government audits, so that's a good thing.
I wasn't sure of the first. Was it Harold Burt? Pardon?
Holbert.
Holbert. Hurlbert. What? Hurlbert. Yeah, he was it Clay or Cass? Clay County. I remember him.
And this one's from Davis, Lynn, and Roots.
This gentleman was county auditor up in Clay County for some time. Is his brother Eddie? Andrew? They do the hospital audit. I'm confident that's who it is. Eddie Marmiger. I'm just.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have we had anybody that has made a post office run to make sure that there's no other bids that are coming in for the tipping services or fees? Was it to come to a P.O. box or to the office?
I know that everything we received, we turned over.
The deadline was
Was it
Friday?
Prior to? I apologize.
Not on the tipping. It was 9 o'clock this morning.
Was it 9 this morning?
Do you need me to run over and check with Mike?
Yeah, I wish you would to see if he's holding something. I don't suspect that he is, but I want to make sure. Good morning, Kathy. Were you here to see us this morning? Were you here to see us this morning? Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
We ready?
Let's move forward. Tipping services.
I've received three sealed bids on the tipping services. The first one is from Waste Corporation of Missouri. Listed $18.50 per ton. Is that all we're looking for on this, Kathy? Per ton amount, isn't it?
Right.
So that's Waste Corporation of Missouri, $18.50 per ton. The second one I received was from the City of Springfield. And they are bidding a price of $27.93 per ton. One I received was from Allied Waste Services. And they are bidding $31.95 per ton.
Jillian, who's up in our office right now?
What would you like me to do?
Ron, I'd like you to take these, if you will, with Kathy. Find a location and invite anyone that's here for the bidding to go with you. I'd like you to spread those bids out, let them go through them. I would like you to make notes for us as you go through the bids for anything that might be contained within there that would make a difference or that would influence the direction that we go. So if you would give me a breakdown on those bids and bring that back to us when completed. But allow any individuals that are here to take a look at the bids while you're there, either in our little conference room that we have upstairs, which is in the commission room, or across the street. Kathy's got a good table to spread out on over there that would be good. Would that
that's
work?
That's where we'll go.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would invite anyone that's interested in going through those with them just to follow them, and they'll spread those bids out and let you take a look at anything. Any comments from you gentlemen?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, I do. Kathy, when you go through these, you know, we analyze the mileage and everything, cost per mile and all that. So,
just do you want the recommendation immediately thereafter this morning, or do you want to schedule that?
We have two representatives here. We can either send that through a letter form.
He needs to do a little worksheet for us.
And I think so.
And we can always award it over the phone if we need to, if he doesn't get it done today. So,
okay.
Sooner the better.
If we want to address it today, however, do we have to establish a time to do so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would suggest before the summer BOEs, maybe make that
at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
I'll move that we postpone to a definite time the, I'm going to do independent audit services and tipping services bid for 4 o'clock August 1st.
Is there a second?
Oh, I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded, postponed at the definite time of 4 o'clock today. A breakdown of the bids of independent audit services and tipping services. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We'll bring that back up at 4 o'clock. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Why do we have F Highway 165? Ah.
Ambulance history.
There.
Yeah.
Next order of business, F Highway and 160 property. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. Long time no see.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Let me first refresh our memories what we're up to. The ambulance district is interested in putting an ambulance station at F Highway and 160 to cover more of the north side of the county. We're running more calls up there, and we also put a new ambulance station out in Kissy Mills, so we've got a 24-hour truck out there, and we have a 24-hour truck currently in Forsyth. We're going to move it a little bit north. So last time I was here, which I'm not sure exactly when it was, but we were interested in sharing some of your property at the FN 160. We went away. Your request last time was how much land do you need? Because we were interested in that long building, that maintenance building, but after our architect took a look at it, it just wasn't feasible. There was just too much that we had to do. So we went away. Took a look at the site, looked at the plots that were available to us in the site, and I think the last time I talked to you, there was a spot in the upper corner of that location where we thought we could put a station. The problem that we had was the highway, the way the roadway is, you can't put a driveway that goes right out onto F Highway because the line of sight, it's too dangerous for anybody to be entering the highway. And we're not really interested in waiting for MoDOT to do any work because that could be who knows when, if ever. So with my architect, we tried to figure out how we could get the ambulance station configured up in that corner. But the problem that we have is, number one, you got those three barrels of old barrels of, I don't know what that is, tar or something. And then on the other side, there is a cement, I'm not even sure what you call it, but where the sand is dumped in the
salt.
And yeah. So, and I don't imagine you're interested in taking down those structures to put a station there. So we looked at the other, you've got a, right behind that long maintenance building, there's a smaller shed. We looked at that site, and it was too narrow for us because it actually there's a hill just to the left of here. That's a fairly steep hill, so we couldn't really fit anything in there. The only location left is this one that is circled on your map. I'm not even sure what that is. I think it's either I don't know if you build signs in there or you store signs in there, but it's just a shed, it looks like. And it has the footprint that we're going to need. We're interested in housing not only an ambulance, but also we have several assets, meaning mass casualty trailers, mobile radio repeaters, search and rescue. We've got a couple of Kubotas. We're interested in storing some of our assets out on the east side. We've got some at Kissy Mills, and we'd like to have some more We just kind of want to spread them out so we don't. Joplin taught us one thing, is don't put all your assets in one location. So we're interested in spreading out our trailers and our assets. So it's not just for the ambulance to sit there. It's for the crews to live 24/7 and to put a, maybe a trailer or something else that we deem necessary in there. Also keeping in mind the interest of the county, which is to use it for whatever purpose you need to use it for. So this is the footprint, and if this doesn't work, then we will probably end up looking elsewhere, somewhere in that vicinity, but elsewhere to put our station. And we'll still work with the county. We'll work with you to, if you need something out here, we'll factor that in, and we'll continue to work with you. But this is our last best effort to get something on that plot at FN-160.
Did you visit with Randy at Road and Bridge? Were you in at all? Because when you talked about the salt and sand storage areas,
right?
Unless we use those in the winter time for, if I remember right, they're not even covered, are they?
Is what covered?
The concrete walls and things. They're just an open.
It's just an open. Yeah, it's yeah. just an open. With the tractor will drive in, grab a scoop, and then drive
right.
out.
Right.
The and problem is, we're looking for something where we can have the ambulance drive straight through, not stop and back in. So we'll drive straight through, plus extra parking for our other assets, and that corner just wasn't giving us enough room to make it safe and reasonable.
Well, I was looking for what would benefit you most with if we could, if there's a need for storage. Wouldn't have to be exactly in that particular location where you've got your shed. If we could figure right. out how we could, you could use this particular part for a building and then have the other part for storage of what you were talking about.
Right.
That's very. I was a little bit concerned about the entrance and exits. Do you have access to 160 there at all? So, and then F Highway has its, but do you have, my concern is driving all the way down to turn out, I mean, off of this property. You're in the far corner here, aren't you?
Well, this, the one that you have in your hand that's circled in red, you can actually see where the driveway is down here in the bottom right-hand corner. This is the driveway to get
right.
in that. It's
right.
it's really not that far. I'm not really worried about it. I actually prefer it to be down there because of that line of sight for the highway as you top that road. If they're moving fast,
yeah,
that's going to be dangerous for us. So being down here is okay with us.
Okay.
It's not. Don't get me wrong. This is not the optimal place because it's there's just a lot of stuff around it and. But
I'm very interested in trying to work this out with you.
Yeah, I know.
And so,
Dan, can you come over and look at this picture for a second? He's Googled this up. Can I answer the question for me? Our property boundaries going to take this in here?
Yeah, that's ours.
Okay.
How this is ours? Not this.
No.
But this is.
He's talking about right here. Currently, are these two gates locked?
We keep one of them locked and the other one open, and they lock it at night, I think. We had fuel tanks and things there that we had to
right.
quit putting fuel there because of some other things. And then we used the other part whenever they had our cleanup and had to...
So their thinking is, tear down the building that's there, put up a building, a drive-through, right?
Yeah.
Utilize access on both 160 and F Highway?
No, I think we just, that road that you see down here on the bottom right, that would
that's
be sufficient for us.
F is fine then?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
We just got storage out there now. That's pretty well what we're using it for, and that's where the sewer work prepares your pumps.
Right there, isn't it? Is it right here where they do that, or is it not there?
No, it's right there, I think, in the other building.
This building here.
This one here, I think, is just a storage shed. we can change the locations of some of those.
I mean, I want to make this, I want to work this out. So
I do too.
I want to make this work for you guys.
This is,
it helps the community. It's a good location. We're not maximizing that space, so this would be a better use of that space. So,
is there an area big enough in there to set a helicopter down by now? The reason I ask that is they utilize the church lot, I know, across the street for the emergency.
Yeah, I think the church is a lot more roomy than this spot here. This one is, it's actually on a hill. Right. It's not graded very well for a helicopter.
Right.
Thank you, John.
But I don't know about the other two commissioners, but I would be willing. We have what we use our dirt agreements. Gentlemen, we could just make an attempt to make a helicopter pad there if we had to.
Yeah, I'm, don't get me wrong, I'm not asking for a helicopter pad because that sounds like more work, but if you can, you know, if you put a helicopter out there, that's fine.
I mean, across the street, son. It's right there anyways. So.
Yeah, no, just so you know, we've got designated LZs all over the county,
right.
And we've got them everywhere.
I just said that to illustrate how much we want to work with you on this particular location.
Serve as liaison. Okay.
So, I'll do it. One of you needs to serve as the liaison. We really need to start doing that as a commission, designating one to deal with it. Makes it so much easier. I'm not caring which one of you it is, but.
I mean, I have no problem working to try to get this thing to happen.
Well, how soon would you like to be on site with one of us? This week?
I can do it as soon as you want. If you want to walk out the door right now, I'll
can't
do it.
Walk out the door right
I
now.
I would like to, believe me.
Who's coming?
Believe me.
Our auditor's waiting for us there. Somewhere.
Yeah, I understand. Whatever schedule you want.
Either this evening or tomorrow, or if it's Wednesday, it would be Dan, or Thursday. You and I are in meetings.
The thing that concerns me is that I want to make sure that we've got a piece of property there. The way this lays, it's kind of centrally located in the way that it's laid out. And I want to make sure that we don't jeopardize the use of the other property with it. But
I understand.
Jim, if you want to, I can try to work with, like Randy with Road and Bridge, and sewer department's going to have to be involved in what their plans are. I mean,
I have no problem working with Daryl, but if you want to,
that's fine. That's fine.
All right, I'll take it. Okay, we're gonna see what schedule tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, we're pretty much full today, but I've got time tomorrow.
Okay.
If you can make some time.
I'll make as much time as you need.
All right, I'll send you an email. I got your email, and we'll figure something out.
Okay. I would like you to be on site. I'd like Randy's comments about that as well. So we could talk about that today in the Road and Bridge meeting. What's in those three...
He may not want to say.
Towers, drums.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to talk about that. Right? In open session, I don't want to talk about that.
We'll talk about it today in meeting.
Yeah.
Jim, then, we'll contact you. We'll set up a meeting. We'll start on this ASAP.
Okay.
I think that I can tell you that there's a consensus of the county commission that we want to make this happen. We think it's in the best interest of the community, and we're going to be moving forward on it ASAP.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No problem.
Still on that subject, while he's there, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
If as you survey the area, because I've been out there a couple of times,
right,
seeing how we could work, You know, there's several things that we've got in, of interest in this particular location. The main thing that I'm concerned about is being able to fit some of these other options that we have for this piece of property.
Right.
Without interference of, especially if they're going to tear the building down and move it, whether we can shove something one way just a little bit to provide services for the citizens. That piece of property is just strictly for mainly storage and
right.
work right now. So.
Right.
We have scheduled at 9:30 a review of the draft audit report, and the auditor, as I understand it, will be making that presentation to us in executive session as per Missouri law, and we will come out of executive session at 10 or as close to 10 as we can. I think that the initial audit report is an executive session, isn't it, Andy? Is that how that's handled?
Yeah. Gives you a chance to see the audit report before I make a presentation.
Okay. So I would accept a motion to go into executive session to receive the initial audit report.
Motion to go
before said report is made public.
Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.17.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to Missouri State Law 610.021.17. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll be back into
open session
at 10 o'clock.